And welcome back to the Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, online at WTK.com. Matt Missler, Jay-Z, Tony O, and Jacob Babbitt all here with you this morning. Here for you with you for another 12-some minutes before the Lions coverage where they take on the Baltimore Ravens.
John Harbaugh
is not making that jump to the Lions. I'm sorry. So before anyone starts thinking that. Before we dive back into things, someone here was at UFC 218 last night.
Tony, how'd you like it?
How'd you like it?
Oh. Well, you know me. I love fighting.
Yeah, that's one thing. It's kind of hard not to get you in here without you wanting to punch someone.
I know. Like the only time that he's calm is like he's just like he's already punched like a couple of people.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already punched a couple people in the face. He's already put a couple people in some arm bars.
I saw
and leg locks.
Him and Dr. Joe almost came to blows before the show.
I know. Like Dr. Joe just like
let's talk outside.
He's like he man up with him. I'm like, man, Dr. Joe and Tony O.
I had to pull him away. I had to be like, stop.
I had money on Dr. Joe, I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty sure.
Come on,
he played hockey, man. Those guys are tough as hell.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z, you were there, and I know like we were talking about this Friday, obviously off the air, but that you weren't sure if you were gonna be actually there. Which, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I know
very
a lot
much.
Of people
Thanks.
were probably sending you tweets and everything of that nature
all day long.
Yep. So give us a rundown of UFC 218 from
all
last
right.
night.
So the championship match was Max Holloway versus Jose Aldo, which they already fought just the last time, but Frankie Edgar gets injured. They have to look for somebody. Aldo actually received his belt. He never won the actual belt. He gave it at UFC 123 years ago. So this is the second time they're back, but they're actually in Little Caesars Arena this time. And let's just say Aldo decided, hey, let's just stand and throw. And finally, Aldo went down. He went to, you know, had a CT scan. He's fine. But if you see his face this morning, you're like, oh, my. You know, what happened to you? And both guys took some great shots. Overall, I think, let's see, Holloway landed 406 or actually 406 strikes total. Landed 181. Aldo landed 89 of 165. And it was really... It seemed like Aldo could not get inside his reach. Max has the super chin because he's just putting his hands out like, all right, what are you doing? What are you doing? I thought Jose was getting better with the jab, but obviously, you know, he finally went to sleep. You could tell he was devastated. Second loss in a row, same opponent. It happens like that. Sometimes just that guy is going to get you, but it was big for Holloway. And then at the end of it, he goes, it's Hawaii versus Brazil. We were 2-0 tonight, so he kind of threw that out there. As far as heavyweights, Overeem, he was the number one guy, taking on the number five guy, Nagano, and Nagano knocked him out. If you want to see the knockout of the year, go ahead, look that up. Pretty much there's some uppercuts, and Overeem went to sleep, and he went to sleep for some time, a few minutes. That was also in the main event. And then two fights before that, Eddie Alvarez beat... Gaethje, and the reason why this is so big is they actually had a war, and there was more of a standing war. 162 landed by Eddie of 366. Justin landed 124 of 240. But then in between those two, so you had a knockout there with Alvarez, and a knockout with of Overeem, and then you had this guy. It was a wrestling match between Pettis and Ciudo, and it was boring in a way because you just saw these great matches of just guys standing in front of each other trying to knock each other's heads off. And then there was a wrestling match in between, and it was a little boring. And fans were booing. I'm like, no, it's good. I mean, he did what he was supposed to, and that's what he works on. And Pettis had nothing for him. But it was a great night overall. I got lost. That was a bad thing. A fight in the crowd, bad thing. You don't never want to see that. There's more than one of those. But yeah, overall, a lot of fun down at Little Caesars Arena.
Good.
Last night. Yeah.
It's good to hear that. I'm glad that you had fun. I'm glad that eventually, you know, that everything kind of worked out. I know that, you weren't sure if you're going to be down there or not. So it's good to hear that.
I always hate that when people are like, wait, you're down there. Could you get me in? I'm like, no. Even if you're at the door, I'm not going to be like, yeah, this is my buddy, Tony O. He's with me. You have to file for stuff. And I'm not the credential guy. I don't always go look for stuff. But this is my one sport that I'm really into. And because of that, I went ahead and tried to do it and was able to, thanks to Ira and Kimo San Arbor.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I wanted to bring it up, because I know that's, you know, UFC and MMA fighting in general is kind of your thing. So that's one reason why I wanted to give that little bit you know, a little bit that we have right there. We're going to go right into winners and losers here in a bit, but let's talk to Troy. Apparently he's in Trenton, so let's talk to Troy real quick. Troy, what's up?
Hey, I want to talk to you guys about the college football playoff.
Talk to me.
All right, three of the four spots are already taken, Georgia, Clemson, and Oklahoma. The four spots either Bama or Ohio State. I want Ohio State in there, but I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
All right, no, I'm not an Ohio State fan. It's just more of, I think Ohio State's in bed with the NCAA, and I want everyone in this country to see what I see. They get every call, every PI call, every spot. They get everything. So you know what? If they put them in there today without winning the conference last year and two losses this year, I want everybody else to see what I see. And if it's going to be going like this, scrap it and just go to the final two. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate that. And, yeah, let's see who's in bed. Let's see who they wake up to. See who the NCAA is drunk with. Anyways, let's jump right into it because we're getting close on time. Let's go right to our favorite segment, which is winners and losers. We decide who our winners of the week are and our losers of the week. And, of course, we can't duplicate it. And we're going to start with the former birthday boy, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, who's your winner?
Well, we got to wait until my photos line up. No. All right, because I got to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go with the Silverdome.
Okay.
They did not fall today. Let's see. It was built in 75. It was built so strong. Obviously, they tried to take it down today. And if you look, it didn't happen. There's explosions, but nothing really moved. But yeah, it was the home for the Lions until 2001, home to the Pistons from 79 to 88. Also, we all know at Super Bowl, Pope John Paul II was there,
but more
as well as the 94 World Cup, if you remember that.
But more importantly,
The Who, The Rolling Stones, Metallica, and
WrestleMania 3.
WrestleMania 3. Even Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan tore that down more than what happened actually today.
Exactly. And, you know, it is bittersweet, but at the same time, it is a huge eyesore up in Pontiac. And your loser.
My loser has to be Wisconsin. Why? Because you had a chance to be the only undefeated team, really, of the Power Five, let's say. And you had your chances, and I know, as Troy will probably tell me, that, hey, Wisconsin was in bed with the officials, and because of that, there was no chance for Wisconsin. It shows you that these conference tournaments will decide it all. So you can go 11-0, 12-0, but once you get to that conference, you're going to be playing the best team on the other side. If they beat you, all of that easy stuff, that easy road, means nothing.
Fair enough.
Jacob, your winner.
My winner's pretty easy this week. Got to go UCF, Scott Frost. He had himself a day yesterday. You get yourself a undefeated season,
uh-huh,
a conference championship,
uh-huh,
$35 million,
uh-huh,
a bump up in that race. Not to mention, he takes this UCF program, who was winless a couple of years ago, was 0-12, and takes them, puts them at 12-0, 13-0, whichever it is. Scott Frost's got to be the winner, and he's going back home to get that payday.
And he's going to coach in the bowl game. He's going to let the game decision to his assistants, but he's going to actually still stay there throughout the bowl game.
Which not many coaches do.
Yeah.
I mean, coaches just bail, you know, like Jimbo. He bailed, so.
He threw his Christmas tree out the first day.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, y'all, loser.
All right, we're going to kind of shift gears for this loser. We don't really talk about hockey that much.
What?
But you gotta talk about the Detroit Red Wings.
Why do you gotta bring that one up? Oh my goodness. Ooh-wee.
Seven losses in a row, and it's all capped off by that game they played yesterday, losing to the Canadians 10-1.
It's a good thing we had the USA developmental game last night instead of Red Wings. Thanks, Ira.
When are we gonna be getting rid of Ken Holland? He has driven this thing so far into the ground. Yeah, it's pretty evident. Red Wings, big time loser last night.
Yeah, we need. It just needs to be. I think someone tweeted out that we just need to have a fire sale, with the exception of Mantha, Larkin, and AA, and just say let's find something new. I agree. I'll be honest.
Brutal night. All right, Tonio, who is your hooda?
My winner is going to be Vegas oddsmakers. They were 7-0 this weekend in picking the favorites for conference championship games.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
I didn't win my bet, so I don't know what one I bet on that went wrong, but I picked off favorites this week.
Hmm.
Antonio, who is your loser?
Tennessee football. I think this is my second time in a row, and third time for the season. The Tennessee football program is is basically being destroyed in front of our eyes, folks. Not only do they have a terrible season where they didn't win an SEC game, but if you hadn't watched this past week, the coaching search to replace Butch Jones has gone and seems to continue to go absolutely terribly. It started with the Greg Schiano fiasco, which I don't need to get into. And then it's just kind of continued since from there, where they ended up firing their athletic director. And now Philip Fulmer is in charge of the athletic department, as well as finding a new coach. It's just been just a spectacle. I mean, it's reminiscent of where we were a few years ago. I think they're probably off a little bit worse than we were, but it's something to see. All right, Matt Misler, give me your winner.
My winner this week has got to be first responders at the South Carolina State-NC State game yesterday. Tyverus Solomon is a player for the South Carolina State basketball team. His heart stopped on the bench early on in the game, and the first responders were able to get to him and get his heart start again. When it was stopped for about 3 minutes, they got him recovered. They got him to an area hospital. It was a scary situation. And, I mean, South Carolina State decided they wanted to come back out and play. And NC State itself, just being able to be around the team to help, you know, just help them get through that. Then itself, you know, a combination of the first responders and the fan base of NC State, they're my winners this week. So congratulate. I mean, it's good to see that. That Solomon is resting comfortably right now. He's stable. Everything is fine. It's good to hear that. Hopefully everything continues on to be healthy with them the rest of the way.
And your loser.
I'm going to take your winner, and I'm going to make him my loser. Vegas odds. Tiger Woods is back, by the way. And according to Vegas odds, he's so much back that he is one of the top favorites to win the Masters, apparently. Leading into this tournament that he's a part of, I don't know what it is, the Hero World Challenge. He came in, started at a 66-1 odds to win the Masters. After round one, it improved to 50-1. After his second round, it improved to 25-1. After the third round, it improved to 15-1. Currently, it looks like it dropped down now to 33-1 odds. Vegas is loving them some Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods is back where Vegas is drunk as hell.
Like he was when he drove through like a middle of the city
and he's gonna,
late at 3 a.m.
And he's going to start apologizing to everyone in Vegas. And that'll do it for the show. Coming up after the break, it is Lions football. They take on the Baltimore Ravens. Make sure you check out your fantasy team. We'll talk to you next Sunday here on the Playground on WTKA The Ticket.